listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to Your Time with God in the Raw Ministries. Dr. Prophetess Charmaine Gilpert from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to tap into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed.
Woo! Stand to your feet and let's praise God in the house. Come on and lift up your hand and give the Lord some praise. Come on now. Anybody ready for a breakthrough? A breakthrough is in the room today. A breakthrough is in the atmosphere. A breakthrough is in the airway. Anybody ready for a breakthrough? Well, won't you give God a praise? Said, I'm over here, Lord. I'm over here, Lord. Call him by his name, say Jesus, the Son of David. Oh, yes, somebody shout, have mercy on me. Say, Lord, it's me again. Come on and lift him up, lift him up, lift him up. Be seated if you can. Oh, Lord. Turn your Bibles with me. To the book of St. John, chapter 9. I want to extrapolate a few verses. I bring you a quick word on today. If you find the chapter, say amen. Reading verse 1, 2, 3, and 4. And then I'm going to hop to a couple of other verses. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. Nudge your neighbor and say, neighbor, whose fault is it? I move to verse 7, 8, 9, and 10. Then Jesus answered them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. Not your neighbor. Say, neighbor, who are you listening to? I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go out. Sorry, and shall go in and out and find pastor. There should be a shout there. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I wanted to underline this. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I wanted to underline fine green pasture. Hello? And I want you to underline more abundantly. Somebody ought to praise him. Kind of get a little quiet in here. If you want me to teach, I can teach. We can have a good Bible study. Amen. Jesus was going about his own business, he and his disciples. But as they passed by that way, there was a man that was there, blind from birth. Now, apparently, there must be some kind of argument that was going around in that vicinity that when you are born, you are supposed to have all the members of your body functioning in order. And if you were deformed, somebody was supposed to be blamed. It is either that you have committed some sin, are your parents. So they asked the question, is it this man or his parents? Jesus said, no, it's not this man. And you know, the insidious thing is, if he was born like that, then what kind of sin could he have committed before birth? So really and truly, the question should have been, is it his parents? Why he was born like this? But the good news is, it is not the man, and it is not the fault of his parents. The only reason why he was born like this is so that my name would be glorified. Dios. Not a neighbor, say neighbor. Do you know whose fault it is? And some of us should have an answer. Because some of us have an answer for everything. Every time a tree go to the right or to the left, there's some ghosts over there. Oh, every time your head hurt, oh, somebody put something on me. Every time a mosquito fly by, oh, somebody sent something to obstruct me today. Every time you see somebody crooked, you go, you know, I know that boy parent, and his parents were so wicked. No wonder the child come out acting like that. Yet you walk around and you say that you have the Christ. Your mission is, Lord, Did this person have this impediment so that your name can be glorified? How many times have you seen somebody with a situation? Have you gone over and said, can I pray with you? Oh, somebody magnify God right there. Come on now. Some of us even look at some little children, and it's a burden, dirty shame that some of us have already prophesied on them. You know, that child ain't coming off to nothing. Some of us parents even look at our own children and tell them, you see how you act like your daddy? You're acting like your auntie? You're going to be just like your auntie. No wonder you got your auntie's eyes. Hello? Some of us don't even want to see our children walking like their daddy. Because, oh boy, now he's going to be a drinker like his daddy. Oh, he's going to be in drugs like his daddy. Somebody ought to jump up on their feet and say, I refute that lie in the name of Jesus. Somebody ought to stand on their feet and say, God, I know that my situation is to bring glory to your name. Oh, somebody praise God. Somebody lift up Jesus. Be seated. I don't care if no one in your family never been married. Maybe you are going to be the only one so that the name of God can be glorified. Hello? I don't care if everybody in your family is a drug addict. You don't have to be one. Or somebody ought to praise God. Can the name of God be glorified in your life? I know I have some folks sitting in here. And you're sizing up your family. You're sizing up the generation of curses. And you're saying, I know that my mama used to be like this. I know my mama carried a depression about her. I know that my daddy was this. And I know that my mother used to treat my father like that. And my father used to treat my mother like that. And I know it, that curse is on me. But let me tell you something, that the name of God can be glorified in your life. The good news is, Jesus did not just say that to the disciples and leave it there. Jesus took the time out. Maybe he never have any waters, Sister Nav. So the word of the Lord said that he spat on the ground and he used his spit to make clay. Say, neighbor, when the glory of God is about to be seen in your life, you can't be too prideful. Because the Lord will do some stuff that seems so out of character. But if you only just humble yourself under the power of God, Jesus spat upon the ground and he used his spit to make clay. After he made clay, he plastered the blind man's eyes. And after that, I believe that the man was not alone. Let me borrow your cane. He was not alone. Not only was he blind, but now he's double blind, y'all. Because he was born blind and now Jesus covered his eyes with clay. Hello? And from what I know about a blind person, you either carry a dog to lead you or a person to lead you, or you just have your stick that guides you. So let's just see how far I can get with my eyes closed. Jesus put the clay upon his eyes. And then Jesus had the nerve to say to the man, go and wash in the pool called Salome. Some of us would have already given up. You would have said, surely if this was the Christ, truly if this was my breakthrough, he would have opened my eyes right then and there. But Jesus said, son, go wash. Can you imagine? Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what anybody's saying about you now. I'm on my way to be cured. I'm on my way to be delivered. I don't know how long it's going to take me to get there. But if Jesus say go, oh, tell somebody I'm on my way. I'm on my way. If you think people talk about you when you're in your dark situation, wait until you get out. He went. He was washed. And his sight was made whole. Then here comes trouble. Because guess what? It was on the Sabbath day. Jesus and his disciples should have been in church. Oh, Jesus. And according to the Pharisees and the Sadducees, that was a huge sin. How dare you make mud on the Sabbath? How dare you send a man to be washed on the Sabbath? But then somebody said, the man can see. This is indeed a miracle. But the hypocrite says, I don't care. I don't believe that he was blind. The only way to prove it, we must go see his parents. When they got to the parents' house, the parents were afraid. Because listen up, they have already spoken to the young man. The young man said, yes, I am he that was born blind. And a man named Jesus. Tell somebody there's a man named by the name of Jesus. He made clay and he sent me to go wash. And the next thing I know, I'm seeing. They said, take me to your house. Come here. They take him to his parents. They said, is this your son? They said, that's my son. Was he born blind? Yes, he was. So how is he able to see? The word of the Lord said, because the parents were afraid, they said, he's of age. Ask him. He may have been blind, but he can speak. Tell somebody, I may be in my situation, but if I have a mouth, I'm going to open it and I'm going to cry for help. If I have a mouth, I'm going to open it and I'm going to praise. And when I get my breakthrough, ain't no devil in hell going to silence me. I'm going to let the world know that Jesus did it. Oh, not somebody, and let them know Jesus did it. So they asked the blind man again, how were you healed? He was so bold, he looked at them. He said, I told you before, and you didn't believe. If I tell you again, you still ain't gonna believe. In other words, I can imagine the boy saying, get out of my yard before I start stoning you. We have been told. We have been told that a spiritual pool is sitting right here on this altar. Why, you may ask? Because every time that people show up, somebody shout, God move. There's not a problem that he can't fix. I don't care if it is marital problem. I don't care if it is cancer. I don't care what the situation is, whether it is financial. Somebody shout, Jesus got the remedy. Come on, look at somebody and tell them, it may not be name brand, but it sure enough works. Oh, Lord Jesus. Come on, come on, come on. Look at somebody else and tell them, it might not be sophisticated, but it sure enough work. Pastor Shaw, I don't even believe that the pool was so clean. But it works. If Jesus says it, it works. So in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, stand to your feet everywhere. In the name of Jesus, I put the clay of God upon your eyes. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, honey, let me touch you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody ought to be praising him. Hallelujah. Don't wait until you get to the pool to praise him. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I come against that haunting spirit that wants to haunt you and pull you out. I put that clay upon your eyes. God, help that demon when you get to the pool. Sandalobocondios. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, nudge somebody and say, the Lord is on the way. The Lord is on the way. Somebody magnify him right now. Because you know that your breakthrough is guaranteed. Come on, tell somebody, do you know who has touched you? Tell somebody, do you know whose spit is on your eye? In the name of Jesus. Oh, somebody ought to praise him. Some of you don't believe your breakthrough. That's why you're still so stiff. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Somebody call him by his name. Say, Jesus. Jesus, the Son of David, have mercy on me. Somebody call him Jesus. Said, oh, Jesus, the Son of David, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. come on, said, Lord, have mercy on me. Jesus is passing this way. Your Jesus has come. Oh, tell somebody it's over now. 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 Oh Lord Jesus said it's over now. It's over. It's over. It's over. And the voice of King Diosa. It's over now. It's over now. Oh Lord God, it's over now. 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 Oh yes, it's over now. 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 Oh yes, it's over. It's over. Oh yes, it's over now. It's over now. It's over now. It's over. It's over. It's over. Oh Lord Jesus. Oh Lord Jesus.
It's over now.
Now you know what I'm going to ask you to do?
It's over now.
If you are at home listening, if you're driving down the highway and you're listening, put your hand over your eyes and say, Lord, let my hand be your hand. And put that clay upon my eyes. Speak to me, Lord. I want to be washed. I want to be made clean. I want to be made clean. Tell the Lord I'm going to start dissecting my situation. Lord Jesus, I'm going to start diagnosing. I'm just going to call it, God be glorified. From here on out, your problem is called, God be glorified. God be glorified.
For more information, please call 1-888-91-GOD-IN-THE-RAW. That number is 1-888-914-6346 or 561-429-5743. This has been your time with God in the Raw Ministries. Thank you for following along with Dr. Prophetess Charmaine Pale Peart from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God. We do hope that you were truly blessed.
If you would like a copy of this message, call 561-429-5743. Again, that's 561-429-5743. Follow God in the Raw on Facebook and Twitter, and visit the website at godintheraw.org.